Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And in this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 24th day in the month of June 2025, and we are here with another topic from the mind of God. Today we're looking at a topic that says, Fear God Alone, Part 1. Fear God Alone, Part 1. Our hymn for today is taken from Hymn 19 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 19, Rock of Ages, Clear for Me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 107 to 111. And our memory verse is taken from the book of Romans chapter 13 verse 3. Romans chapter 13 verse 3, which says, For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Romans 13 verse 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Our Bible reading is taken from Acts chapter 12 from verse 1 to 11. Acts chapter 12 from verse 1 to 11. From verse 1 it reads, It was about that time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to the guard by 40 of 4 soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said. And the chains fell off Peter's wrist. Then the angel said to him, Put on your clothes and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me. The angel told him, Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. Then passed the first and second guards, and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches, and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Once again our topic is Fear God Alone. Our manual reads, The Bible says clearly in today's memory verse that if you do the right things, you should not be afraid of the government or their agencies. For instance, when a driver becomes afraid of seeing a traffic official, it is most likely that he or she has done something critical or committed a traffic offense. If you fidget when you learn that tax officials are coming to meet you, it probably means that you have been robbing the government. And Jesus said in Matthew 22 verse 21 that you should give to Caesar, that's the government, what belongs to Caesar. Rather than being afraid, why not just do the right things? Stay in right and do good, so that you would never be afraid of government officials. In certain regions, some people are afraid of government officials, not because they are guilty of any wrongdoing, but because of racism or oppression. If a government official decides to use his or her authority to terrorize you, don't be afraid of such a person. Rather, take the matter to God, and he will fight for you. You must, however, have built a culture of depending on God before troubles come. Many years ago, I heard that the military government that was ruling my country at that time was planning to arrest me because the head of government was told by spiritualists that my prayers were injuring their self-centered agenda for the country. At first, I was afraid, but that night, I handed the matter over to God. And in less than 1 week, the government officials who wanted to kill me was dead. If you fear God and always do the right things, it will fight for you. In Daniel chapter 3 verse 16, the three Hebrew boys defied the evil order of the king, and God protected them from his wrath. God protected them because they chose to fear him and not man. When Herod began to terrorize the church, killing James and imprisoning Peter, the Christians began to pray without ceasing. Their prayers worked great wonders. Peter was freed miraculously on the eve of the day he was to be executed, and Herod was later eaten by worms, like we see in Acts chapter 12 from verse 1 to 23. Beloved, please stay away from anything that will put you in a position of being afraid of the government. However, if you have not done anything wrong and a government official decides to terrorize you, for whatever reason, simply hand him or her over to God, and he will surely protect you. Our manual today comes to the key point that says, as long as you fear God and keep doing the right things, you don't have to fear any other person, organization, or government. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.